Rhythm and Vines resurrected. In the last 15 minutes, event organisers have announced the annual New Year's festival, held in Gisborne, has been postponed until Easter next year. The decision comes after the region was placed into the red traffic light, meaning events with more than 100 people cannot take place. Pressure has also been placed on festival organisers by local iwi, who called for it to be canned due to COVID fears. Tairawhiti is one of the least vaccinated regions in the country, with just 77% of people double dosed. RNV's festival director Kieran Spillane joins me now. Hey, Kieran, why have you called it now?
Our take on it, Lisa, is that with the setting being at red, it's and the vaccination rates being where they are, it's very, very unlikely that Gisborne will get to that orange setting at least until early next year.
So have you had any conversations with the government? Because they are due to review on December the 13th. So there was still one last chance.
Yeah, I mean, and there's also, I mean, with that as well, but there's also we spoke with the Tairawhiti iwi on had a very good meeting with them on Friday morning. And also they're just bearing in mind the concerns of the local community, that they all are very concerned about their low vaccination rate. So it was time. We do think it's the correct decision, bearing those factors in mind. And for us, it's a pause and a reset. And we're very excited to do something quite unique in our 19-year history and run Rhythm and Vines at Easter.
So what does it all mean in practical terms? I mean, what about acts and logistics? I mean, what is your lineup for a start?
We kind of have to sort of start again, really. But we have some plans in place, obviously, for some of our acts when the Easter dates no longer work. So yeah, we're a little bit back to the drawing board. But we have certainly a lot of the vast majority of our Kiwi talent is prepared to play at Easter. So we'll juggle things around and hopefully be able to announce something, another wonderful R&B lineup very shortly.
The festival kicks off before the border opens to international visitors, right? So does that mean you're going to have to wrangle MIQ for any acts you plan to bring in from overseas?
Yeah, we'll have to go back to that system again. We're in the lottery system, as same as anybody else. So yeah, we'll be back at that again.
What if the district is not at 90% double vaxxed at Easter? There's been a suggestion that the festival would not go ahead based on its own principles if there was not 90% double vaxxed.
No, absolutely. Safety is our primary concern, and not just the safety of our patrons and staff at the event. It's the safety of the local community as well. So yeah, we need to be at orange for this event to go ahead. So we're ever hopeful that we've given Gisborne the time to get their vaccine rates up, and hopefully they'll be at a much higher vaccine rate, and everybody's a lot more comfortable with how we're dealing with COVID throughout the country.
Yeah, Kieran, there are some people in orange, districts in orange, that aren't at 90%. So what happens if Gisborne goes to orange, but there is not a 90% double dose rate, which the festival has specified previously that that's what it would require? So will you forego that target if you're in orange?
The decision to move from red to orange or whatever is obviously made by government and the Ministry of Health. We've certainly taken into account how the region is, but I would think it's unlikely that Gisborne would move to orange if they're not at 90%.
How many people have asked for refunds, and specifically ones who don't want to be vaccinated? Do you know?
We had about, I think it was 8% of our, because obviously you're right, it's a requirement to attend these events, you have to be fully vaccinated. We had about 8% of people who decided that they didn't want to get vaccinated. So that's probably their loss.
And refunds, can people get them if Easter doesn't suit?
Yes, they can. So we're opening up a 2-week window for anybody. If the dates don't suit, they will get a full refund.
Best of luck. Thank you for joining us. That's RNV's Festival Director, Kieran Spillane, who was just talking there about the New Year's Festival being moved to Easter.